Hello and welcome to the Websurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Marketers in Europe are keen to take on AI and VR. Google has spearheaded a move to stop fake news sites. And Baidu is looking to refresh its approach in the US market. Undertaken by Oracle has shown that marketers across Europe and South Africa are keen to embrace chatbots and virtual reality. Senior members of the industry in countries such as France, the Netherlands, and the UK were questioned about the use of emerging technologies in marketing. Whilst they mostly agreed that data had to be reorganized to make the best of the technology, 78% of brands questioned said that they expected to use VR to provide customer experiences within 4 years, whilst 80% wanted to serve customers through chatbots. Darren Mason at Oracle said that brands are at a crossroads as he discussed the fact that 60% of them do not currently use social to collect data. Consequently, the report concluded that this makes it a struggle for companies to successfully implement either technology. Mason added that there's an early mover advantage to experimenting and launching innovative services, but most brands cannot currently collect the data in a suitable way. Alphabet and Facebook have recently announced steps to prevent fake news sites making more profit. Questions have been raised after some large international brands have advertised on sites publishing made-up news stories in order to increase ad revenue. Google has said that it'll stop advertising on deceptive or misrepresentative pages and that it's demanded increased human review from websites themselves. Adam Burke, president of Adroll Inc., who helps clients place ads online, said that the issue lies in the disconnection between publishers and the sites themselves due to the amount of middlemen. Burke added that most of the time we don't even get past the name of the publisher. However, Dan Greenberg from advertising firm Sharethrough Inc. stressed the urgency to stop the practice, saying that it was no longer acceptable for a company to say they don't know. Baidu is again looking to enter the US market, something it's historically struggled to do. The company's focus on AI in recent times will be part of its next push into the US, including the implementation of the technology into all of its internet services. The inclusion of AI is likely to include its DeepSpeech 2 speech recognition system, which has been proven to have a 97% accuracy rate, higher than the average human being. Baidu is also looking to make an impact in the American advertising market using more advanced technology developed for Chinese digital advertising. This will include rolling out the DU ad platform amongst developers who can use the platform to accurately predict advertising performance on Android in order to maximize revenue. New figures have been released to show changes in American social media use in 2016. A survey from Pew Research Center has shown that just under 8 out of every 10 adults in the US are now present on Facebook, an increase from around 7 in 10 in 2015. This was followed by a quarter of all adults using Twitter and a third using Pinterest and Instagram. It was also found that 62% of Americans now get news updates on social media, with 18% doing it often. Facebook led the way regarding frequency of use as well, with 76% of users visiting the platform on a daily basis, way ahead of Instagram in second place, where 51% of users did the same. And finally, online retailer Zalando is to hire 1,000 engineers through 2017. The plans were revealed in a leaked memo from the company, which points to another large expansion plan. Zalando said after the leak that it's begun accelerating the growth of its technology team. The team currently has 1,600 members. Currently, the company employs 11,200 people across the world and is due to open a new Berlin headquarters in 2018 for 5,000 workers. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.